I was in the process of doing it as you
asked. Oh.
Yeah, my mouse fell off my thingy. I had to pick it back up. Listen, things ain't going great over here.
You know what? We're working with what we got. You are frozen right now on my screen.
No.
It's not the most flattering stop. What happened? Oh, it's gone now. I was about to take a picture.
How many pins did I have? That's great.
It's like, why is she yelling at me?
And that's why we should do a video podcast, because our listeners need to see this.
Oh, it would be wonderful. Yes, we have been told that we should do video. Oh, my God. But then I got to, like, look right.
You look great now. What are you talking about?
I'm going to try. This is...
That's cute.
I have to
tell you, because you have such a nice jawline, hair up always looks very flattering on you.
Yeah, well, this, yeah. I like this.
Yeah, no, it looks good. And I like the little curly, I always like a tendril.
Curly little tendrils, me too.
Yeah.
I just mean, this is like 2 days old. Like, I haven't touched it since, no, Saturday night was when I did my hair.
Looking good. So everyone, if you couldn't guess, you're back to Har and Heels. Just the same level of professionalism you've come to expect from this podcast.
We're back for season two, baby.
Jen's drinking White Claws. I'm sipping rum and coke. We're both injured, and neither one of us really knows how. I think I did mine when I was so drunk last Saturday night that I fell into my poor sister's tub.
Oh, ma'am.
I thought I broke her shower, like, curtain rod, but it was a tension rod. We're all good, guys. We're all good. Jen, what about you? Vegas, did you?
It was kickball.
Oh, you were in a tournament, right?
Yeah. I was in a kickball tournament, and kickball doesn't sound very athletic, but it you just use muscles that you don't use. So, like, my arms are all hurting. And it's funny, because Sunday morning, I was like, we went out to the club Saturday night. And I was like, why am I so sore? Because I was dancing. I was like, I didn't think I was dancing that hard. And I was like, oh, wait, I did play a sport yesterday. I was like,
kickball.
That'll do.
Not even the people playing it are considering it a sport.
God, no, we were drinking while we were playing. We played slosh ball.
Yeah, that's how I prefer to play all sports, too. Guys, we are back. Season two. We took a little hiatus, a slightly longer hiatus than we anticipated due to...
A lot of crap went down.
A lot of crap went down in that month and a week, guys.
It was supposed to be a break, and it was like...
No, it was not. Guys, your girl, except for when she went on vacation, has worked 6 days a week, 12 hours a day for the past... like 4.5 weeks.
It's I got Jen. COVID.
Jen got COVID. I didn't know if we were telling. Jen got COVID and my boss got COVID. So I'm covering my boss. Jen, Jen couldn't come to Texas Frightmare weekend. So we still haven't met in person. So
yeah.
She could still be catfishing me. I'm just saying.
I could have no legs. You have no idea.
Well, I've seen you stand up. So.
You've seen me, so.
Right, but this could be a whole catfishing situation. I don't know.
How?
I don't know. Yeah, you could secretly be your brother in a wig.
He wishes. He looked this good.
No offense, Jen. I mean, if I was a man, for sure you. But since I'm not, your brothers all the way. I mean, your parents churn out some good-looking offspring. They're an attractive couple themselves. Your mom and dad are no slouches.
Yeah, they're not bad. Not bad on the eyes.
They're fun. You guys are a fun family.
Oh, that's for sure.
Yeah.
For sure. My mom has gotten more fun the older I've gotten, which is cool.
Well, because she can worry less.
Yeah. But you know, like, well, even just like she grew up very, like, not to bring up religion on the show, but we grew up very Christian. she wasn't raised Christian, but she found Christianity as a kid, and so she was a little more like strict with us. But now she's like, it's fine. She's like found a new
way to be a Christian that works for her. Yeah.
It's like, it's not this fire and brimstone. It's like, no, it's supposed to be about grace. Yeah. Anyway, point is
good for her.
Yeah. And you saw Casey's graduation video?
Yes. Yeah. I loved it.
Yeah. With the song, like, look good in this motherfucker. I was like, wow. When I was a kid, my mom would have never
allowed it. Well, the best is, so my father, you know, I have my 12-year-old brother, and the things he gets away with, I'm like,
ma'am,
you've gotten soft in your old age, sir.
What parent? Whose parents are you right now? Because
that isn't how I was raised.
He's gotten away with talking to my parents in some kind of ways where I was like, I still flinch. Like, I'm like, I'm 38 and I still won't talk to them that way.
My brother says some things and I'm like, that was him. I'm like, that wasn't my mouth. That was his mouth.
Right. Like at 38, I'm not talking to them like that.
I'm turning 40. I have my own child. I own my own home. And I'm still like, I didn't mention that, Dad. That was him.
Yeah, you take that up with him.
Not me.
He's been that way since like high school. He said some things to my parents that I was like, ooh, I felt like I got hit. I was like, oh God, yeah. I would have never. I can't.
They get lazy as they get older. The parents.
They realize it's not that serious.
Yeah.
Hilarious.
Hilarious. So today we're gonna, guys, did you miss us? Jen, I missed you a lot.
I missed you.
Yeah, it was hard because I've gotten very, and actually a new listener to the show, she was sending us some feedback and she's like, I really like the feel of you guys because it feels like you're sitting listening to two friends talk as opposed to people just like talking at you, and that's how we want it to feel. So exactly. I'm glad that's the feedback that we are receiving. And so when we took this little hiatus, I thought it would be great, and then after like week two I was jonesing for my Gen time again, as you can tell by the plethora of messages she got, because we're in a couple different
message
groups
together.
So many chats. And I'm in even more chats. You think I'm in even more chats because of being a moderator. The chats just never stop. Oh, yeah,
sure.
Yes, guys, I'm the new moderator over at Shutter Horror Fans. And let me tell you, this moderator don't take no gruff. I'll bounce you for breaking the rules right quick. The days of warnings are over. The admin team has had it.
It's gotten a little, and not to the admins.
Right.
Not speaking to the admin, but just when you get a bit more people, it's harder to keep track.
Right.
It's gotten more negative, and I'm like, nope, these people have to go. But when you guys, they're on it. So not speaking to their abilities. It's just the bigger it gets, the harder to catch this stuff. But
yeah.
Because people bring it.
Also, what we noticed, and it's hard to keep track of, but we have noticed it, is there were people having, who knew who the admins were, so they had them blocked. Like, people had Brent and
that
Michelle.
Shouldn't be allowed on Facebook.
It's not allowed. And so if we find you blocking one of the admins, we just boot you immediately.
No, I'm saying it shouldn't be an option. Like, Facebook
shouldn't. You're saying, yeah. Like, I agree. But it is in the rules. So I guess certain people didn't realize when Nicole or I joined, because Nicole and I were texting going, did you guys see this? And the other people in the group would be like, we can't see that at all. And they were like, oh, yeah, they have you blocked.
They blocked you. Wow.
Oh, yeah, they have you blocked. Bounce. Don't break the rules and we'll have a good society.
Just come with a good attitude. Like, what? Like,
the reason this group is so great is because everybody respects each other's opinions. We come at it from positivity and respect, and we want to keep it that way.
And we can still, but we also can make fun and like,
There's always been positivity and respect. And if you can't behave in that environment, I mean, even my toddler can do it in daycare. So if you can't and you're a grown ass person, let me show you the door.
Yeah. Don't need, we don't have time. We're not going to teach you how to be a decent human being. Right. Like, sorry, your mom missed that. Sorry, your mom messed that up.
Yeah. Yeah. Sorry.
No fault.
Sorry. Yeah.
Even today when I posted the post about Haunt.
I'm so excited to talk about this movie.
I was surprised at how many responses I got so quickly. Like, yeah. I left the post and I looked at something else and I came back because I got a notification and I thought, oh, I was going to have one or two comments. I already had like 5 or 6 and I was like, yeah. Oh, this group is so awesome.
Yeah. No, a lot of good stuff. So I'm going to say straight off the bat, so we're talking Haunt, which is a Shudder exclusive. Feel so fancy.
Produced by Eli Roth.
Well, yeah, he's one of the Eli Roth.
That's
kind of. He's same. One.
I love Eli.
There was a. I love him.
By the way, if he's listening,
come on the show. We love you. It's written and directed by Scott Beck and Brian Woods. Fun cast. Only one person had I ever seen before in the cast, and that is Samuel Hunt as Sam. He played Mouse in the first few seasons of Chicago PD. This movie gave us a lot of ways we don't want to fucking die.
Yes, we're getting to that. Oh my word.
But wait,
had we talked about this before? Forgive me. We have so many movies we haven't seen that I can't remember. Did you tell me already that you hadn't seen this?
I don't think I had told you I hadn't seen this.
So okay.
This is
okay.
My first watch, and I really enjoyed it.
Oh my God.
I enjoyed it for the reason you said in your post. I went in expecting a pretty traditional college teen slasher fic.
And right.
What it was marketed as. Like, I'll give you that sometimes movies market themselves as one thing. You go in.
Right. And you're like, that was what that was.
But this movie marketed itself as a haunted house gone horribly wrong.
Done.
You know done. It's not trying to be something it ain't. Just like when my husband on our first date said, I think you'll find Mama's Boy funny. It's a silly movie about potheads that work for a video game company. That's how he marketed it.
And guess what it was.
And I enjoyed it. He wasn't like, oh, it's this really deep philosophical blah, blah, blah. No, he marketed it as what it was. I knew what to expect. Enjoyment was had.
That's all I'm saying. And when people complain about it being standard, I'm like, then you don't notice nuances, because we'll get there. But there were little things in this movie that the characters did where I'm like, that's not what they normally do. And I love that they did that instead of being stupid. Right. Like, there are so many moments and we'll get to them. But yeah, I was like, I thought it was so, I was way impressed. This was one of the first movies I watched after I got Shudder. I bought Shudder to show my dad Summer Sleepaway Camp. And then I was like, $6 a month.
I've gotten that on Tubi for free.
No, not at the case. Well, at the time.
No, I'm saying now, if people haven't seen Sleepaway Camp,
they don't
have Shudder, it is on Tubi for free.
Yeah. But I bought it to show my dad Sleepaway Camp because I love that movie so much after seeing it. And then
she wanted to horrify her father, everyone is like.
I did. And what a great father-daughter movie to watch.
Memories being made.
Yeah. So, but Heart was the first, I think, Shudder exclusive movie I watched, and I was like, you know, Shudder wasn't as prominent, like, it's getting bigger now as it goes. At the time, I was like, this was probably last Halloween, and I was like, we'll see how it goes. Like, I was expecting it to suck and just be like one of those movies where you're like, oh God, whatever. But at the end, I was like, wow. I was like, that was actually really good.
You know what I think is very good about this movie is the pacing.
Mm-hmm.
I like that you set up. I liked that it gave you a little bit of time to like and dislike certain characters before they get to the haunted house. I Listen, when that girl is covering up her eye and her girlfriend, I'm very bad with the names in this movie because, no offense, they all sound wildly. Yeah,
fine. Bailey was the friend, and then Harper was the main.
So Bailey and Harper. Harper is trying to cover up that bruise, and Bailey comes in, and she's like, "You're fucking dumping this shit right now." I'm like, and then the other one, she's like, "No, I just fell." And the other one pops her head in, and she's like, "No, that's, I forget her exact words, but she's like, that's a subdouble da 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 concurrent with a punch. So no, you didn't." And she's, I'm like, oh, they're calling her out, and good.
And that's how your friend should be.
Let me tell you, ladies, if you have found yourself, this is a public service announcement, in an abusive situation, please, if you have no one else to message, message Har and Heels. Mm-hmm. I will find you resources in your area to get you out of it. Unfortunately, I've had to do this for several friends. Unfortunately, it is not something I wish to be good at, but it is something I am good at. So please, anybody listening who is in Bailey's situation, Harper's situation, please reach out immediately. I do what I can to find you services in your area that can help. So going forward, and if your friend, if you have friends and they're not calling you out on that, get better friends.
Get some new friends.
Because, yes, the group meets Angela and Mallory. All very nice ladies.
And they're not annoying. They're not horrible. You're not like,
Right. That's what I liked, because up to this, a lot of times in a slasher movie, immediately you're like, oh, can this bitch get got? I'm done with her.
You have the really slutty one who's just trying too hard.
Right.
None of them came off that way.
No, they were all just very friendly. Even, like, Harper's hanging out with Nathan a little bit, but nothing's, like, crazy happening. Like,
no. And she thought he called her over, and he's like, oh, that little exchange was, like, it was very natural. It was very cute. Because she was like, yeah. And he was like, yeah.
Yeah. And who amongst us hasn't done that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then even how he reacted to Nathan, like, hitting the drink on her. And he was like, dude, like, what's your problem? I like how he stepped in there.
Right. Because that's what a real gentleman does. Like, okay, accidents happen, but then, like, say you're sorry, offer to get some tissues, like.
Yeah, offer a drink, something. Yeah.
And then Evan's a little much, but when he's like, I'm going to charge you guys, I'm a rideshare professional. I'm like,
yeah, I love that.
Evan, calm down.
Right. I was like, shut up. But he was that guy. But then this is where the smartness of the movie starts, is when she sees this car and she doesn't just keep it to herself. She's like, hey, can you turn here? And he doesn't even question it. He doesn't, like, he's just like, yeah, sure. And he turns, and then she's trying to see if this car is. I'm like, that's already starting off with smart characters.
Right, exactly. She is hyper aware of her surroundings. We find out the reason why later on. It's brutal and such, but we do find out. Here's what I will also say, guys. If a haunted house wants you to...
Cell phones?
Nope out.
Nope.
Nope out, guys. Nope. Not doing that.
Mm-mm.
That's not a good time. Now, listen. If they request, because I have been in places where they say, please, no flash photography. Please keep it on airplane mode, etc. That is acceptable. Never let anybody take your phone from you. That ain't a good look, guys.
No.
Not a good look. And even if somebody's not trying to do anything nefarious, what if you're safety? We had a friend of ours in the group, the gentleman who posted his hikes that he takes alone. And I said in the group, I go, I think we all know my main danger would be just how long until I trip, fall, and injure something. So I cannot be walking alone. I cannot be in the woods because I'll just die there from a broken ankle is really right. What's going to take me out.
It's safety. It's not that I need to post. I like taking my phone with me, like if I'm getting something out of my car. So yes. I'm like, what if I get locked out of my house while I'm just taking this small trip to the car? I want to know that I can get out of this situation or something.
Exactly.
I could never. I'd be like, well, I'm not doing it. You guys have fun. I'll wait out here for you with my cell phone.
And also, a liability waiver is fine. A liability waiver should never ask you for your address.
Right. Ever.
Because I believe Blood Manor does make you sign a liability waiver. It does not ask you for your address.
Is that the one where they can touch you?
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah, see, I can't do those. That's where I draw the line.
Yeah, and that's fine. I have to say also, if you're going to a haunted house and it has no Yelp reviews, or just no reviews, no Facebook page, or nope out of that.
Yeah, yeah.
There were several times. But listen, I get it. They've had a few beverages. It's Halloween night.
They want a good time.
They want to keep the party going. I get it. You're out of college. You're going to make stupid mistakes. When I think back to some of the things I did in college, the fact that I didn't end up in my own real life slasher movie is impressive. So, therefore, but the grace of God goes ye. I love the look of this haunted house.
Mm-hmm.
How did you feel?
The thing is, it looked like a haunted house I would go into and would, right. It looked like an actual, it wasn't scary, it wasn't like, oh my god, it's extreme, like they should know and get the fuck out of there. It was like,
right. It looks normal.
Like a haunted house I would go into, and it would take me this long to realize what was going on. Because right. Even the girl, when they get to the first room, they got the girl on the ground screaming, and I'm like, yeah, I'd still be there, because I just think acting, because they didn't come with that girl. They didn't know who she was. It's not like they saw her at the party earlier or anything,
right?
So as far as they know, this is all just an act. And then they shut the curtain really fast, or the smoke comes up.
Yeah.
And you're like okay, that was fun and cool. And they had because they were kind of weirded out by it, like they had a little inkling. They were like,
right,
okay. That was a little too real, but I thought it was super well done how they did it, because it wasn't to the point where you thought they were dumb for continuing. It was like, no, because I go to these things and I see half a person on a table screaming for help, and I'm
right. No, I agree. And now they go far. They become separated after entering the maze.
Because they have the option of safe and not safe. So half the group goes to safe, half the group goes the not safe way.
That was stupid.
Yeah.
Always stay together.
Yeah, always. If we can't make a group, somebody's got to give up something, but we all need to stay together.
Also, and this is what I'm going to say, don't ever stick your appendages through random holes. Has the glory hole taught us nothing? Don't stick things in random holes, guys.
No, whether they be attached to a person or not.
Or not, just nothing. Just nothing. Just avoid the random holes.
Yeah, avoid random holes in all situations.
All situations. So,
more than a spider. The spider tunnel.
We're not there yet.
Yeah, that's the not safe,
Yeah.
The other way.
Yeah, sorry.
The spider webs.
I can't with the spiders, no.
And then she had a real one, like, crawling in her hair. Did you see the one that was...
That was in your hair, bitch. By the way, speaking of spiders, excellent book, Jeff Strand, Clowns vs. Spiders. I'm reading it now. Highly recommend.
Clowns vs. There we go. Nightmare fuel.
Apparently gigantic spiders get unleashed from their underground cave, and the clowns at the local haunted house have to save the day.
That's hilarious.
It's pretty good. What also I love about Jeff Strand's books is he does not drag a story out real quick on a time. real quick on a timeline does Jeff Strand get? And I enjoy that in a person. So poor Bailey is slashed with a straight razor, which, ouch, ouch.
Wait, what'd you say?
The straight razor.
Oh, the straight razor, yeah. Yeah, oh, her arm in the thing, because she lost the ring. Yeah.
Right. Mm. Yeah, that's problematic at best.
This is when they're like, okay.
Things are bad. And then poor Mallory gets impaled with the fire poker, which...
Well, yeah.
Immediately, I just got to tell you, put that one on the list, Jen. Yeah. And to our ever-growing list.
Ways we don't want to die.
I know. No. But also, I didn't know fire poker was that strong. I feel that you would have to be a strong person.
I was going to say, I think it's the guy was strong.
It was the pressure of the poker, not the sharpness, which to me is actually worse because
it's
like, no, but I do feel like, I feel like Jason, he is doing his people a service with that machete. He's just slicing your dead, just lobbing it off your dead right away. These people, these are the worst. It's the same as Freddy. What is with the torture? Just kill the people. I'll give it to Jason and Michael. And this is why if you look at the numbers, Jason and Michael way up there compared to Freddy. Because they're not playing with their meals, okay? Yeah. They're just slashing and dashing.
They're focused.
Exactly. Hot fire poker, no.
That was the other one that seemed like a real hunt just before that. The coffin thing where the spider was. It was like you pick a door and then someone has to go through and then come out. I was like, see, like I could see myself being terrified but still going because I'm like, it's still. So I was wondering because that one spider crawled. Once the light came on above me, I'd have moved. I didn't understand why she was standing there with a little hatch open. I was like, I got to get out of here. But then, so it was fake spiders, though, right? Because none of them crawled out after her. Because remember, he's like, oh, look, here's a receipt. It was fake spiders, because I would imagine. But they never addressed that one in her hair, and that bothered me. That's the, like, if we're going to talk plot holes, that's a plot hole to me. She had a real spider in her hair. And it never came up again.
But to me, I'm going to justify that.
Okay.
If I'm a spider, if I'm a real spider, because this place was in nature, right?
Yeah.
And I see what looks like a cozy web already made for me. I'm going to crawl my little self up there. I don't have to do the work. So I'm thinking outdoor spider got in, then saw movement and jumped.
Oh, no, no. I think they interspersed real spiders amongst the fake spiders. Because those are very specific looking spiders, and they were the same kind. I think that they put fake ones in with real ones. So I think
that's even more horrifying. Jesus Christ, Jen. Nathan, which... I don't know. He doesn't seem that reliable. I don't know if he'd be the one I'd be sending to find help. Also, once again, why do we keep sending people by themselves? None of you people have even thought about being in the military, because what is every military mother's motto? No man left behind. You guys are leaving people behind.
No man goes forward either. It's
just a unit. A unit. They call it a unit for a reason. Live like you're part of a unit.
Yeah.
Okay, and...
This is where they step again.
Yes. So, what do you feel about all the different masks that the people were wearing?
The actual masks? I didn't mm-hmm. have any particular feelings. How did you feel about it?
I feel like the masks really represented who the people were.
Mm.
Like, ghosts are sometimes the most, I feel like ghosts can really go either way
mm-hmm.
in the spectrum of like,
oh, they can be good or bad. Yeah.
Right. I really do feel as far as entities, they can really, and I do feel like Mitch was trying, but not 100%. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Devil Mask, he was doing the most, and I feel like his mask
the leader.
Represented
yeah.
the leader of the pack that. There.
Yeah, I didn't notice that.
Yeah, so I do feel like he finds the group friends and Evan and Mitch.
I loved, and this is one of those nuanced things I was talking about, where Nathan is like, look, we don't need to speak to a manager. We don't need to talk to anybody. Just let us go. We didn't see anything. I'm like, yes, because I expected him to be like, we want to talk to somebody. And then what is
right,
going on?
No.
We're going to go to the cops and we're going to tell people what you're doing. I hate when people do that in horror movies. I'm like, why would you tell them that?
Right. Nathan's like, no, just let us go. And we'll keep our mouths shut. You keep our phones. You keep everything. Just get us out.
I was like, yes, that's the small thing where I'm like, you're not a real horror fan if you can't appreciate that.
That moment.
That small thing where it's like, he didn't make the stupid move of threatening them in their right. terms. I
never can understand that. Like, no, like, you're in a killer's turf.
Why are you?
Do what the killer wants.
Like, they're like,
listen, goes back to Hansel and Gretel. How did Hansel and Gretel win? The day, right? They were like, oh, of course.
Yeah.
Let's go into the kitchen. Oh, witch, you should check. We want to make sure the oven's hot enough. Boom, in you go, bitch. But still, they worked with what they had. They weren't. You play dumb for a little bit until your ass is safe.
Or like in the movies when the bad guy is interested in the girl. And she's like, no. I'd be like, oh, sweetie. I'm so glad that you feel that way about me because right. I feel that way about you too. They're obviously nuts. Play the long game.
The longest of games. Listen, if you are a female, you've at least had a dinner date with a questionable person. You faked it for at least 2.5 hours so that you weren't paying that check. You can fake it to get out of a situation alive.
That's all I'm saying.
If you can fake it to save $20 on the steak you ordered, sweetheart, you can fake it to keep your head attached to your neck.
I could.
Also, I don't want to be killed with a hammer, and I'd like my face to stay intact. Oh. Just saying. Poor Mitch. Just,
so brutal.
Mitch.
Wait, is this the boyfriend?
No, we're not up to Sam. Poor Evan gets just gotten by Mitch.
Wait, which one is Mitch? Why don't I remember the?
Mitch.
The haunted house guy. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Mitch is Ghostface, and he takes out Evan. I just don't understand.
Oh, you're talking about outside the lifting.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
And then you've got Nathan. When Nathan is standing with all the ghosts in a row, I was like, I'd freeze. I couldn't walk through all of that.
Nathan was doing the most. He's out here trying to reason with these people. He's out here sending text messages. Nathan is saving Harper. He's getting rings back. He's doing everything.
He's doing a lot. He's
doing the most.
Guy.
Oh, yeah.
I like him.
Hold on. Nathan doing the damn thing.
Yeah. Saving everybody, Mr. Hero Man.
No, he was the good looking one, so you assume.
He was very good looking.
Now, Sam is driving to save Harper because, you know, he punches her to show her he loves her.
He loves her, yeah.
Just the only person in the whole situation that I think we were all happy. He's the person you're rooting to get got.
And surprisingly,
what we failed to mention, why Harper is so cognitively aware, and also probably why she finds herself in a cycle of abuse, is because of what happened to her father and mother. Her father was abusive. Her mother died at the hands of her father. So that is why this poor girl is stuck in a cycle. This is the part, and I bring that up because I don't understand this. When Harper ends up in that bedroom that is eerily similar to her childhood room, what was that about?
I didn't see it as being similar. I just saw it as a generic bedroom.
No.
Specific?
Yeah. Yeah, it was freakishly similar. I was like, because for a minute, I was like, did she, like, pass out and fall asleep and she's back in her childhood room?
She did have a flashback.
She did, but it wasn't then.
Oh.
And they say Harper enters an escape room. I checked Wikipedia to make sure I saw it correctly, too. And they do say it's very similar to her childhood bedroom where she witnessed her father abuse her mother.
Mm.
So that, I'm very interested if
that's going to come up.
This whole time, I thought Devil Mask was Sam.
Mm.
And we know it's not.
Yeah.
Because Sam is about to get got. She, but I gotta tell you, kill for kill, Harper's doing the most. She's just,
oh, that's what I'm saying. Like, they're like, they fight back, like, they don't just sit there and just take it. It's like, it's very well done. And the balance of, you don't love all these characters, but you don't hate them to where you're like, you feel bad that they died. Cause I don't like where I really love the characters and I'm sad that they've died. Like, Cabin in the Woods, you're sad when they all die because they've made them, like, you spend a lot of time with them. This one, we spent just enough time to where we care and we don't want them to die, but not enough to where it makes you, like, kind of sad that they're actually dead. You're like, oh, that sucks.
So yes, no, I wholeheartedly agree very much. Yeah, she kills Devil Mask. She,
stuck him in the eye. I was like, I love that she had her little moment, and then he thinks he's going to get her, and she's like, nope.
This, to me, was the most horrible, is what they do to poor Bailey.
Oh, yeah, that I hated.
Because
it wasn't Harper's fault. I'm like, Harper did what she had to do.
Right. Yeah.
Bailey, I think Bailey should have, well, Bailey's back was turned. So, yeah, I don't know what she could have done. That's right. A rough situation.
Yeah.
Oh, that sucks.
Clown Mask promptly kills Sam.
She goes through a lot of stuff, Harper, because her hands get stuck in the glue.
Oh, stop the glue.
Yeah.
The glue.
Oh, but then she's touching things, and I'm like, okay, if her hands.
As a nail tech, the amount of times that I have gotten my fingers stuck with a little nail glue, and I know, and I haven't ripped skin or anything, and it's still painful and annoying to get that shit off of you. That was like heavy duty Gorilla Glue on that floor that she put her hands into. She lost layers.
It was down to the muscle. Like,
I was like, oh, and still presence of mind to go around shooting people. Do you, Harper?
Yeah.
Like, was not going down, and I appreciated that.
Yep. While she's fighting for her life, Nathan's over there.
Nathan's trying to kill Mitch. Harper's over here killing Zombie Mask. Then they go kill Mitch. And then, thankfully, we encounter Vampire Mask, who says, and I'm not sure, that he merely got hired, and then he realized that apparently these people are part of a cult that makes extreme modifications to their faces to look like real monsters and like to rip the faces off their victims.
Oh, that, the face of, back to the guy who killed Sam, that face is just...
Yeah, clown face, yeah.
Ugh.
Zombie Mask promptly kills Vampire Mask for telling the secret.
Yep.
As you could assume.
Now they're running.
I loved when she goes to Harper the Witch. you think you're the only one who have gotten this far? Dead bitch, you're dead. Point.
Oh.
If I was some of these other cult members, this bitch has taken out a lot of brethren.
I'm like, brethren. I'm out. Can I go home?
See, but this is also why I don't understand cults.
Right.
I want to just cut your losses.
Yeah, I'd be like, nah, this ain't it. They're not the ones. We just torch the place and we go. And they'll never be able to find us. We'll be fine.
So now, and that's what Clownface does.
But this part I love because Harper runs from the thing. Then he grabs her. He grabs the witch face by the legs. This is so much teamwork, making the dream work. Grabs witch face by the legs, drags her back, and then just yells, Harper. Harper turns around and then promptly smashes witch face with the thing. I'm like, see, that's some teamwork right there.
That's teamwork. Sam and Harper make it to the hospital.
Well, wait a minute. Wait, you can't skip one of my favorite things.
You're right. Sorry.
You the bat. They go to run. They try to climb the fence, and they see old clown face coming after them. And Nathan's like, you know what? I don't have the energy for this. I'm not going to run from this man.
Yeah.
So he hops down, takes the bat, takes a bullet, gets shot, and then still runs at the clown and just swings, knocks him out. His only mistake was dropping the bat and throwing it.
Yeah.
You never do that. But other than that, I was like, see, nobody does that. He didn't keep running. He was like, nah, I'm not doing this. Because I get that feeling. You're like, I'm not going to just be running from this dude for the rest of my life.
I love that Harper didn't even take a minute to mourn the loss of Sam. Get in his truck and get out. Good for you, girl. Good for you.
Yep.
So they get to...
Ooh, Sam died rough. That sledgehammer to the dome.
Sledgehammers are always rough. Whenever I think of a sledgehammer, I think of the scene in Misery. Oh.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. No, the ankles. Nope. No, thank you.
Which, by the way, I know you've never read the book. Much more brutal in the book. She actually chops it off.
Oh, no. Mm-mm. No, thank you.
Very cool scene. So we got to this hospital. Guys. Listen. And as they're driving to the hospital, all the emergency personnel are just going towards the fire, which I think is quite interesting. But here's my thing. Got some questions. While I guess so she's she realizes as she's doing the release forms at the hospital that they look eerily similar, including address, to the release form
that she signed.
And so she decides to set up and just wait. Love it.
Oh yeah, we see her recognize the waiver form, and but we don't know that. So at this point, you're like, oh shoot, they have her address. And so then they show the clown face guy with a sledgehammer in his truck, and he's trucking along, and you're like, damn, he's gonna go to her house and just get her. He walks in, busts the door open to her house, takes a couple steps, and then hears this music that's been playing at the haunted house with the gunshot. And looks down, and his feet are stuck in some glue.
Good for her. One of my least was the nail, the rusty nail to the heel. Glad she did that to him because, this poor girl needs a tetanus shot and everything. I mean, come on.
But at this point, you realize you're like, oh, he stepped into something. Like, she was ready.
She was ready.
Home alone. So.
Yeah. Yes.
Literally. It's so beautifully done and not an ending you would expect for that kind of movie. And you're just like.
I thought the hospital would be the ending. And then all of a sudden, we're out here shooting people and I'm here for it.
And she makes the she says, let's take off your mask. Because that's what he said. Oh, it was so, like, that ending sealed it. Like, I already liked the movie.
Right.
And the way it ended, I was like, that's amazing.
And now, are you fine with never knowing who Clown Mask was?
Yeah, no, I don't need to know. I don't care.
Okay. I'm not okay, because, so are we to assume that he simply went after her because she survived?
Oh, yeah.
That's the assumption.
That's it, yeah.
No personal connection. He just went after her.
No, it's just, I'm a killer. You killed my people. I'm going to go kill you.
Here's my thing. Common. You, because some time has passed, you know.
At least a couple days.
At least a few days, right. Seems nobody's looking for you. You were wearing a mask the whole time, so nobody can ID you. You torch the place, so DNA is out of
negative. Yeah, not even a thing.
Not a thing. Why risk it? I understand you're a killer. But sometimes, just don't risk things.
Just let it go. I mean, we've established they're crazy, so, you know.
Sometimes it's okay to just
walk away. Stop. Take the L. Take the L.
Yeah. Overall, I thought the kill scenes were fantastic. I mean, like,
oh my god, such good kills.
To our list of ways we don't want to die. I know I don't want to be hammered to death. Nope. I know I don't want to be sledgehammered to death. I know. Don't
poke her to the side of my face.
Nope. Don't want that. I mean, it's funny because if you were to ask me if I had to be put in a horror movie, who I want killing me, I've said before, I'll say it again, I want Michael or I want Jason. Here's my problem with Leatherface. That chainsaw, I don't think that's quick from that. That's time.
That's not quick. That's painful.
That's painful. So I need my Jason or I need my Michael, because Michael is just a knife to a heart. Maybe one or two more, but you're fine. It's quick.
Jason, you're in shock.
You're fine. Jason's just lopping off heads. You're done. 10 seconds, you're out. You're good.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I can't with these torture deaths.
Freddy's doing too much. I don't want to be turned. Freddy, I don't want to be turned into a roach before you kill me. I don't want tendons taken out of my wrists and being taken around like a puppet. Freddy does a lot, and I'm like, no, I won't. I don't want any of that.
Most. I'll give Freddy credit. He's doing the most. Yeah, so, yeah, I think.
How many heels?
Are we doing out of 5 still, or did we
move to 10? We moved up to 10.
And, oh, good. I feel like we're in good company, too, because the Gilmore Guys podcast, they for a while couldn't remember when they moved from 5 to 10 either, so I feel like we're in good company.
You got it.
I'd give it an 8.5.
Yeah.
It's fun. If you want a fun slasher movie, this is it. Was the acting Oscar worthy?
No. But did I expect that?
Also, no. If I want Oscar worthy performances, I'll go watch something with
Meryl Streep.
Tom Hanks. Okay. You know what? I'll watch The Post. It has both of them. Like, I'm just saying, like,
for, like, yeah, because I was, again, reading the reviews on IMDb, and people are like, it's just a whole other, it's another teen slasher, it's another this, we've seen this 1,000 times, and I'm like, what did you go into it thinking it was going to be?
I've seen it 1,000 times, and I've loved it 1,000 times.
And I'm still watching it.
1,001. What is the problem here?
Like, what are you looking for?
Yes, I'm buying the candy corn. I know what to expect from the candy corn, and every year I'm going to love it, and every year there's going to be people that hate it, and I'm going to defend it.
That's amazing analogy. Yes, I love Reese's Pieces. I eat it every time. I know what it's going to taste like. Tasted it before. But I'm going to enjoy it this 1,000th time that I'm eating it, because I like it.
I like it.
They're just so
I sweet. Like easygoing slasher movies. I don't love a movie. And listen, I do enjoy Midsommar and stuff like that.
Right.
Sometimes you just want a movie you're not.
You don't have to think about.
You're not thinking this shit. You're like, oh, bet they're going to step on that rusty nail. And, yep. Second. And then they step on the rusty nail and you go, oh, like a fucking cringe. You cringe and you're happy. I don't know what your people want.
Right. And this one, you're not even yelling at them that they're stupid the whole time. Like, not once was I like, oh my God, they're so dumb. Oh my God, why are they doing that? The only time that I would have noped out was at the taking of the cell phones. After that, there was no time where I was like, they should have been gone or I would have been gone.
Right. Until the time that they got gone, which was when Mallory got hurt. That's when they noped. Because then they knew that person wasn't part of the
plan. Right. And then they immediately respond appropriately. Right. They weren't even, they were like, you killed our friend. And the guy was like, she's not dead. They didn't even believe that. They were like, no.
Very dead, sir.
They were like, no, we're telling you she's dead. We want out. So, yeah. It's a fun, I'd say 9. I'd give it, I might even give it 10 just because of what we said of it being exactly what you want.
True.
And being a little bit better. Like I said, I was expecting it to be super lame, super campy, where I was like, I think I've watched it like 4 times now.
Yeah,
it's a Halloween staple for me.
It was fun.
It's a Halloween staple for me, and you can watch it again and again, and it's still entertaining.
Speaking of Halloween staples for us, we'll be doing Trick or Treat. Trick or
Treat.
Love Little Sam.
Oh, so cute. I think
Little Sam is what TJ's going to be next year.
Ooh.
This year he's being Olaf.
Oh. What a change.
Well, here's the thing. Okay, you're all going to love this. Because as even we were talking about in the group today, we love a savings. And the city by me was going out of business about 3 years ago. And they had a 3T Olaf costume for $7. And I immediately threw it in the cart. So I was like, three. He won't know. And I'm right. And also, what I like about the Olaf costume and what I also like about the Sam costume, very warm.
You know what you can do? Make it a zombie Olaf. Or like Killer Olaf.
I could.
Yeah. Me and my friends, I went to New York a few years ago and we did zombie Disney princesses.
That's so
awesome. I was zombie Snow White. My friend was zombie Jasmine. It was fun. We just bought regular costumes and just bought fake blood and splattered it and cut up the fabric a little bit and then put our makeup on.
Good idea. I'm glad we discussed this. Guys, once again, you can reach us if you have any other suggestions. My son's Olaf costume, by all means. You can reach us at Horror in Heels everywhere.
Yeah.
On all the social medias. If you have any suggestions, any ideas, anything you'd like to see,
please.
This is season two.
Let's go.
Let's go. I think, guys, you're going to be excited. We are tossing around the idea of some visual in this.
We're going to see how that goes.
We're going to figure out, we have to figure out how to do it. Alicia should probably stop lying in the bed like a drunk and invalid while we record. That might help.
We're not going to have fancy visuals like people who get to be in the same room, obviously.
Yeah, we're not going to have.
We don't have the post-credit podcast setup.
No, we don't. That's a fancy setup. I've now met Matt and Drew in real life. They are as lovely in person as you all assumed them to be. They introduced me to spicy chicken tortilla soup, and it's all I want. Okay. So your girl isn't great with spice.
Oh, that's right. Yes, I know this. Yes.
So the word spicy in the title, really, like, I can do a mild heat, but, like, if you're titling stuff spicy, I got questions. Yeah.
Like, I can't.
Like, no, I've eaten here before. Drew was like, no, it's not super. They're like, if you can do like a mild taco heat and stuff, then you can do the soup. They were entirely correct. I enjoyed it profoundly. So
I love tortilla soup. It's so good.
I just need to be giving more things a chance. And I have been as I got older. Those guys got me to do that and queso in the same night. And I never tried queso before.
Look at you being all adventurous.
Once again, because I think I assumed queso would be spicy, and tis was not. So I don't know what I was doing this whole time. but there's that. Anything you want to see in 2021-22 season 2 here.
Yes, let us know.
That We have been getting reached out to by a lot of indie filmmakers, and I think we're really going to also embrace that this year, do some more of that, because we really, when we last year got to talk to Joe Russo or Ryan Kruger,
that was so much fun.
It was just so much fun. Who's Thanksgiving? Oh, Jordan.
Jordan, yeah.
Yeah, that was so much fun. And Deb. I mean, just everybody in the industry was so lovely to talk to last year. And Arlen. I think we're going to do more of that. My friend Brandon does have a new book out, so we'll probably have him on again to discuss that. And then that'll go off the rails, and that'll be a four-hour episode again.
Oh, yeah, totally.
We'll do a couple more of those trivia things because people seem to enjoy that as well. And any other suggestions you have, anything else that you'd like to see us do, please feel free. Send a message, send a text, send a tweet. Mm-hmm.
We're out here. Let us know.
We are. Instagram's probably the number one way to get in touch with us. And then everything else is kind of secondary. So
yes,
I would say the Instagram.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And until next time, trick or treat. It's on a bunch of stuff because it's Halloween. So
yeah, it's definitely on HBO Max. And like I said, probably other things, but definitely there.
Yeah. And we will see you guys next week. Bye.
Later.